Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I wanted to talk to you today in this episode about Instagram. I know we've talked about that in the past, but today I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how to be able to grow your following on this social networking site. had a little brain fart there. Sorry about that. But anyway, Instagram is a great place for you to be, particularly if your target audience is skews a little younger. There's a lot of folks on there who are really, I think, under 30 years old, but there's some older folks on there too, like myself. So, you know, don't count us out. But anyway, there's over 400 million users on this social networking site now, and there's an average of 80 million photos being posted every day, and 3.5 billion, with a B, likes on any given day. So it really makes it a valuable platform to include in your social media marketing. But of course, the deal is how do you get those likes? How do you get those? And it's simple. You've got to use hashtags. Just like Twitter has hashtags, Instagram has hashtags. And in fact, they are really valuable on Instagram. So let me give you an example. According to Buffer, accounts with fewer than 1,000 followers, but that use 11 hashtags with their photos, get an average of 77.7 interactions with each post. So you don't have to have a huge following to be able to get great results. So let me give you, I'm going to share with you 5 different ways that you can use hashtags as part of your Instagram strategy. So the first one is to leverage established trends. Say, of course, popular trending hashtags, there's a great way to develop your presence and build brand awareness. And so one of the popular hashtags that you could consider doing is hashtag photo of the day. And so, you know, you could use a behind the scenes photo of your company, or maybe you're at an event, something like that. And that would be a good one to do. Another one, of course, is the hashtag selfie. Everybody loves doing selfies nowadays. So you could do it while you're working and put that on your Instagram account. Now, another one, this one, maybe you won't necessarily post yourself, but you could use it to search the hashtag Insta-like. And find out who on Instagram has been using that hashtag. And then what you could do is actually interact with those users. Look at some of their, you know, look at their pictures that they've tagged that way. And, you know, if it's something relevant, make a comment about it. Now, the second way to do is to actually tap into a popular theme. So there's a few of these that you can take advantage of on Instagram. And of course, one of the best ones is hashtag TBT, or basically hashtag Throwback Thursday. And this is a great way for you to be able to reminisce about your company. Maybe you can share, the first dollar you ever made, or maybe when you had a special event or something, and post that. Or you can even do, you know, personal things. In fact, I did this not too long ago. I posted a picture of myself when I was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And, so I use that hashtag as well to kind of put that up there and let people see another side of me. Another hashtag you could take advantage of, and I have done this a lot too, is Motivational Monday. So there, if you've got some good quotes that you like, create a hashtag or an image that you can put on there. And then another one is Follow Friday, believe it or not. So this is a way where you could actually showcase photos from other users and then encourage your followers to follow them with a hashtag. Who knows? You might even get a Follow Friday tag from those users. So that's an opportunity. And it, in fact, also it's a great way to say thank you to your client base. So consider that one. Now, The third thing that you can do is share an inspirational quote. And I know I kind of touched on this with Motivational Monday, but it doesn't have to be just on Mondays. You could actually, you know what? I just remembered. There's another one I think I've seen. It's a hashtag Wisdom Wednesday. So you could do an inspirational quote on Wednesday and use that hashtag. Or you can do hashtag InstaQuote, hashtag quote of the day, or even just QOTD, and that would be a good one to do. And in fact, there's a couple apps that are good for that. In fact, I have these on my phone that you might be able to use that are handy for this. And one of them is TextGram, if I can get my phone to work. There we go. And the other one is called InstaText. So those are some apps that you could consider using. Another thing you might even want to do as well is just share quotes from authors or industry leaders, and even your own blog posts too. So that could be some things that you can do. Okay, number four is to tell people what you're doing now. Now, this is a kind of a fun thing to do. Instead of just all being business, this is where you can be a little, a little more personal. So maybe you're reading an interesting book about your industry, or maybe the latest John Irving novel or something. Share it with your audience to spark a conversation. So you could use the hashtag #AmReading. And in fact, I'm thinking I may do that right now because I'm reading a couple great books. One is business related. It's Guy Kawasaki's Enchantment. But the other one is just a silly, fun fiction book. It's called Tourist Season by Carl Hiaasen. And I highly recommend him. If you like amusing mysteries, check him out, because I first came across him. He used to write for the Miami Herald. He was a columnist. And then he started getting into fiction writing. And all of these are about South Florida. And I used to live in Miami. And they're just a hoot. So I recommend him as an author. But anyway, let's see. One other hashtag you can consider doing is the hashtag WIDN, which stands for What I'm Doing Now. So when I'm done with this podcast, I might actually take a picture and post it on Instagram because, you know, so I can show people, see, I've been recording my podcast. All right. Finally, the last thing you can do is to, again, use a hashtag to drive traffic to your blog. So you could do, again, when you're writing a blog post, snap a picture of your computer keyboard, maybe add an Instagram filter and share it and use the hashtag blogging or new blog post or Instablogger. So try those, check them out, and see if any of those don't help you to be able to attract more user or, you know, attract more followers, certainly improve your visibility, and see what kind of results you get from it. But make it a point. You might want to even do some more searching online for some other hashtags. Try to do like 11. I know it seems crazy, but that seems to be a good magic number for you to be able to get engagement. Now, I would love to hear from you if you have some other ideas for hashtags or if you've had some success with these hashtags. So I would love it if you can, send me a tweet on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. So that would be awesome. And then I know that you're one of our podcast listeners. So that would be great. I'd love to know which ones are working well for your business. And also, while we're at it, if you want to be able to get more social media marketing tips like this, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, that would be fantastic as well. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand. And as always, I am just wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.